USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. He served on the bench from 1975 to 2010, passing away yesterday at 99. Late yesterday, when the news came down of his passing, candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was at a campaign event in Iowa, and he said of Stevens,
"He understood that, the most important thing about being in the court is being prepared to listen with an open mind to the litigants before them, and I thought he was a fine man."
The U.S. House passing a resolution condemning President Trump's controversial tweets about four female Democrats in Congress. But those tweets only seem to be increasing his support among Republicans. A Reuters poll finds Trump's support by Republicans now at 72%, up from 67% last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Accounts for many Sprint customers compromised through a Samsung website. There are reports that Sprint sent letters to affected customers telling them about it after it was discovered last month. Sprint confirming the breach to tech website Gizmodo, saying credit card and social security numbers were not compromised as they're encrypted. President Trump suggesting to reporters yesterday the latest round of trade talks with China isn't going so well, and he may impose more tariffs.
We have a long way to go as far as tariffs with China is concerned if we want. We have another $325 billion that we can put a tariff on if we want. We're talking to China about a deal, but I wish they didn't break the deal that we had.
A golf ball blamed for the death of a six-year-old Utah girl. Police say she was in a golf cart when her dad teed off on Monday. The ball struck her in the back of the head about 20 yards away, and she later died of her injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Police in Washington arresting 11 people for entering ICE headquarters in the nation's capital as protesters were in the streets yesterday rallying against ICE and recent raids on immigrant families. Officials arrested the protesters for unlawfully entering the building in downtown Washington. Californians worried after a series of earthquakes rumbled across the state. Within 13 minutes yesterday, there were two of them that shook the San Francisco Bay Area. Also, another quake reported near Ridgecrest, which is where the two major quakes opened cracks in the earth earlier this month. There have been reports and rumors that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross may be on his way out soon, as in President Trump may fire him. Ross says,
"Well, I was in a trip with the president last Friday. We were in Milwaukee. Was at the cabinet meeting, of course, yesterday. And here I am on TV today. I think you ought to go by facts, not by rumors on some other network."
Reports about Ross began after the Commerce Department was told by a judge it had not provided a proper justification for adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census that President Trump wants to see. And it's only July, but retailer Kohl's is already hiring seasonal help for the holidays, hoping it will fill an early wave of seasonal positions at 500 stores. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.